The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey guys, my name is Shalene Johnson, and you are listening to a live recorded episode of Build Your Tribe. Tonight we're talking about Facebook reach and engagement. Now, as you might expect, I am recording this from my home office. So if you hear noise in the background, that is my family just going about their business while I do my business. I know we've talked a lot about Periscope, and I've talked a lot of you into getting on Periscope. And the last thing I want to do is leave you frustrated and annoyed that you're getting like 4 followers and 3 of them happen to be 11-year-old annoying trolls. And you're like, why do you want me here, Shalene? What is the purpose of me being here? Why in the world do you want me to broadcast on Periscope if this seems like such a giant waste of time for me? Well, my friends, I would not do that to you. I would not do that to you. I will not do that to you. So what I'm going to share with you in this broadcast is why Periscope is the ultimate content accountability partner, and how you can use it to boost your engagement on other platforms, including Instagram and specifically Facebook. Today, I want to talk to you about something every single person who's listening needs, and that's more exposure, more eyeballs, maybe more customers. But even for those of you who are like, I don't really have a thing yet, I don't know what I'm going to sell, I do know that I need more customers. I do know that I need more eyeballs. I do know that I want my message to reach more people. So here's the deal. Content, you know this. Content is one of those things that's, it's difficult to do. I know that. I'm in this business. I teach social media. I've had a podcast, right? And even before Periscope, there were days where I was like, oh, I can't think of anything to blog about. I don't feel like making a video. Literally in the last 2 years, other than the video content that I created for the inside of my academies, I probably filmed maybe 4 or 5 videos. Since the inception of Periscope, I have created video content every single day. Every single day, even when I had no viewers on here. Why? Because Periscope forces you to broadcast every 24 hours in order to stay relevant. If you don't broadcast within a 24-hour period, does the world come to a screeching halt? No. But don't you have 5 minutes worth of something to say? Don't you have 2 minutes worth of something to say? It forces you to create content daily. Now, when you're creating content daily, a couple of things happen. Number one, you get good. Anything you do repeatedly, you get good at, including delivering a message, including knowing who you are and how you connect with people. You get good at that. Let me get you excited about this before I go much further, okay? Because many people, like right now, we have 656 people on Periscope. In comparatively or relatively speaking, this is not a good use of my time. I can make a video on YouTube and reach more people in a day. I can create a video on Instagram and reach more people. So why do I show up on Periscope every single day? Accountability, connection. That's why I broadcast every single day. But let me show you why it's exciting and why you need to be excited about it, other than the personal connection, other than the obvious like trust, like believability, get to know you, fast track. Now, let's talk about what Facebook likes and what Facebook doesn't like. Number one, for whatever reason, they can tell if you just take the whole video and upload it from your phone roll to Facebook. You must pull it into an app first. Cut it down to under 2 minutes. Because I have a Facebook page that shows insights, I can see that my viewership drops off after 1 minute. If the viewership drops off, people are less likely to share it. It is the shares and the comments that gets you reach. Listen to me very closely because here's psychology. Would you share a video if you didn't watch it all the way to the end? I wouldn't, because I don't know what's at the end of it. I don't know if that's going to make me look bad. People would be like, why are you sharing that? Didn't you see there's like a naked man at the end? We will only share things we've watched all the way to the end. Do you have more than 2 minutes to watch a video? Probably not. Unless your friend says, okay, you guys, hang on, watch for the first 5 minutes and then it gets good. You must post short videos under 2 minutes. A minute is even better. The shorter your video, the more shares and engagement you'll get. I post every single Periscope. I try to do something intentionally, like where I'm like, okay, I need to just be me and do me. And whether that's me doing a dub smash or going on a rant or my kids coming in, something that shows me, that's what I post on Facebook. Facebook videos with like solid content don't do as well as entertaining content. It's just, it's where we are. It's the world that we live in. So you want to share videos that are a little bit funny, very real, show that real side of you. Maybe there's a little bit of value there aside from the entertainment, like there's some type of a content, right? But nearly 100 times the reach. Now, as I've mentioned before, this works best if you can prime your page. We are not talking about your personal page. That's for people who are not on your level. You see, you're an entrepreneur. You are a boss. You are a person who is signing the front of the check, not the back of the check. People who sign the front of the check use a like page. So you need to save it to your phone. You need to post it to your like page. And I post video there every single day. The idea, however, is you need to prime your page. How do you pull a video from Periscope onto Facebook? Let me explain. You go into your settings on Periscope. You select Save to Camera Roll. That will save the actual video footage. That's why I always broadcast now in landscape 90% of the time. So I'm going to record in landscape mode, right? I'm going to save it to my camera roll. That gets automatically uploaded to my Dropbox. Then I have a virtual assistant. I can tell them what part I'm looking for, or if they're really good, they'll figure out. You know what parts were funny. If you want to do it yourself, I did that reindeer video myself this morning. Actually, I did it last night, and it took about, probably took about 8 minutes. Because I found the part where I was dancing and I pulled that in. And then I pulled in just a little piece in the beginning where I was decorating my tree. I put that in fast forward. And then I pulled in the Run Run Rudolph song. And then I exported it from my app called iMovie to my camera roll. First thing this morning at 7 a.m., I contacted my staff who normally posts for me at 7. And I said, hey, I'm going to post a video I did last night. And sure enough, yeah, I just loaded up the funny parts. You can actually hire a video editor to make you look funnier than you are. Like, you really can. They can do amazing things with video and do inserts and sound effects. But you see, my point is, this is your accountability partner, Periscope. Because if you don't broadcast every 24 hours, you lose your relevancy. You're not going to be trending. If people look at your most recent broadcast, it shows a big fat zero. So there's a lot of accountability there to broadcast every day. When you're broadcasting every single day, even if it's just for 2 minutes, you guys, it forces you to generate content. It forces you to get better at being you on camera. And now you have so much content. So much content. I've probably over 200 broadcasts now on Periscope. 200 videos when over the course of the last 2 years, I've maybe done five. That's insane. It's the only way I can explain why my business has exploded. Our email list is growing faster than it ever has in years. We're ranking in the top 100 for both podcasts, often the top three for our categories, because I'm using my Periscope content. There's no other way to explain the reason why our business is just gaining the right kind of customers too. You know, not the kind who are like, oh, I don't like her. I thought she was wearing a navy suit and she was more serious. Like, I'm getting the kind of lifers that I actually want to like hang out with, like people who get me and I get them and they like the way I talk and I like the way they talk and I want to help them. We're getting a better customer. We're getting someone who's easier to please because we speak the same language. We are the same person. It's just because this allows me and you to figure out, do we like each other or are you annoying? Because if you're annoying, I'm gone, right? So you won't even join my email list. You won't go to periscopeisdope.com. When you do that, when you go to periscopeisdope.com, you'll get my free report, but then you're on my email list. So that's what I use to let people know great ideas I have or tips and how to build your business and how to grow your business without having to be the person who's doing all the work. The key is content, you guys. You can't be everywhere. I don't want you to be everywhere. The pressure of having to be everywhere, it's exhausting, isn't it? You feel like you have to be everywhere. And to be honest, I kind of am everywhere. I kind of am on Instagram and on Facebook. Dude, I had 2.8 million views on a video that was just a little teeny tiny clip from one of my Periscopes. Periscope has solved like all of my problems except for dry eyes. Periscope has solved all my problems. I do one video and it puts me everywhere. That content goes to blog. That content goes to YouTube. That content gets repurposed to Facebook. That content gets repurposed to Pinterest. Dude, Periscope, you're dope. But it doesn't even have to be Periscope. It can be any live video broadcasting platform. The reason why I love Periscope is because I start looking at the clock when it's 24 hours. I'm like, I'm about to be irrelevant. I'm about to not exist. I better broadcast. And when I do that, what it does, like literally, it allows me to reach millions. My friends, even if you only have two viewers, one of them's your mom, and the other one is a 40-year-old troll who lives in his mother's basement, drives a 10-speed to 7-Eleven for a case of beer every night. Even if those are your only two people watching your Periscope, who cares? You have content. It takes literally minutes. Minutes. But you first have to prime your like page. You do that by posting great video content, by sharing great videos. Now, there's so many like pages on Facebook that are specifically known for very funny, great content. Share, share, share. Then what you're going to do is you're going to kind of train the algorithms. And Facebook goes, oh, I see. People who follow Alex Butler like when she posts video. People who follow Chalene Johnson like when she posts video. So Facebook doesn't know whose content it is. They don't know what's in the video. They just know that people who like your page either are hiding video or watching video. You want to make sure they're watching video. So prime your page by sharing other proven phenomenal video, video that captures attention, video that's already viral. Then start posting yours. Make sure it's under a minute if possible, for sure under 2 minutes. The shorter is better. And load it up with stuff that's entertaining, funny, and shows the world who you are, that you're real. It doesn't have to be laden with content. It just doesn't connect as well on Facebook as it does here, as it does on YouTube, as it does on podcasts. Know the medium, know how the medium changes, know how each platform continues to evolve. The easiest way to know how it's evolving is look at your own behavior. What are you watching? What are you clicking off? What are you paying attention to? Where are you going when you want deep content? I don't think that you're going to Facebook to learn long, in-depth, content-laden videos. We used to. We don't do that anymore. Take a look at your own behaviors. That's the best way to figure out trend. Before everybody tells you what the trend is, just look at yourself. Think like a user. How do you use this platform? Because even if it's not what the trend is, it's what you do, and you want to attract people like you. So you want to post the kind of thing and in the kind of way that you like so that you can attract people who are dude, just like you. So feel free to download my free report. It's at periscopeisdope.com, periscopeisdope.com. And I look forward to seeing your funny clips on Facebook. You're like, but Shalene, I don't know if I'm funny. How about this? What if you start every single Periscope with a joke? Google it. You don't have to remember jokes. You can make jokes about your industry. You can make jokes about the color of your hair. You can make jokes about just about, like, that would be funny. You could start off with a dub smash. You could just go on a rant before you get into your content. Or at the end. Save it for the end. If you're like, oh, people want me to get, like, right to the content. Fine, then save it for the end. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.